Hey, Sean, it's John.
Hey, dude, what's up, buddy? All right, so I'm going to hold out, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
It's not even the Google reviews for me. It's just I want to make sure, like, because at the end of the day, if I can obtain massive Google reviews myself off of doing this great work and then continuing to go through, because I don't plan on using Angie forever. Angie's just something that I'm using now, Home Advisor, whatever the hell you want to call it, just to get customer spaces. Mm-hmm. But once that all passes by, you know what I mean? Then
I don't know. I think it sounds to me like you're being misled in the sense that you think that if you just get a bunch of good reviews, you'll end up showing up on the first page of Google.
Yeah, it's not even like misled because you're the only one
The only way that you get on the first page of the Google search results is spending money. You have to pay. You have to pay to play. Google, this is where Google, 84% or 85%, you can look it up, of Google's income comes from ads and marketing. Small to medium-sized business owners, even large business owners across the U.S. that have these Google listings, and they pay to be top recommended in their industry. There's guys in your industry that are cleaning up with a one-star rating or with no reviews at all. You know what I mean? But they're on the first page and they're going to get calls because they're on the first page as a top option. So it's not review based. Back in the beginning of this, it was. It really was. Before we became a Google partner in 2016, it was all about reviews. SEO is all about reviews and backlinking and meta tagging. Now it's different. These are paid ads. Like Google Guarantees paid ad. Google Ads is paid ad. Google Places are paid ad. Everything else is organic and SEO. And the top ranking SEO guy in your area is Home Advisor by Angie's that you're already using. And they're using their SEO to get leads just to resell to you and five or six other guys at a time, charge you all lead fees for it. You know what I mean? So the most cost-efficient and effective way to market your business is through Google. And your success is just going to be dictated based off what company you decide to go with. You know what I mean? And you might say, hey, 4.1 stars is throwing me back. I don't know. But you're putting it on us, and you're thinking about us, and you're not thinking about you. not working with us is going to get you a zero-star service.
And what about your competition? So other SEO.
There are other Google partners actually. There's four Premier that have reached our status. Premier are the highest rated of the Google partners, and then there's traditional Google partners. And they're different. So traditional Google partners focus on Google Places placements strictly. Premier Google partners offer the full spectrum. And then we're the highest rated for a reason, because if you GPS us and Google, I'm 4 minutes driving to the Google headquarters, and you're on the other side of the country. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a benefit to your company to have a resource that's literally right next to Google doing your Google advertising, rather than hire a guy in New Jersey to try to generate reviews for you or do some kind of fancy, outdated back-end SEO. That's just going to have you doing what you're doing now with Houzz and Home Advisor, which is spending money and not making it.
Yeah. Now, I've seen another company called Spectrum. What's the
Spectrum?
Yeah. I Googled, like, you know, top SEO companies to use for home improvement based off your category, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
they came
SEO
up,
companies?
Well, that's what they label you guys as. So I didn't look up SEO companies.
Google. No, I mean, there's thousands of SEO companies. That's what's really going to confuse you. Yeah, there's thousands of SEO companies. You want to look up Google partners. Google partners are different than SEO companies. Google's algorithm is what dictates who actually is going to be listed. It's not about your reviews. It's not about their fancy SEO. It's about who's actually got the relationship with Google, and Google's giving them access to that for a reason, because they're going to get paid on those accounts. So the people that Google are making money off of, most of the money that you invest into your account with us goes straight to Google. It doesn't go to us. SEO companies are companies who are gathering that money. Their agency is gathering that money, and then they're trying to do some fancy kind of programming in order to get you up there. If people opt into just doing SEO with us, we let them, but we never sell that product as an individual product. You know what I mean? All of our stuff is packaged, because you're going to need more than one product in order for your business to be successful. Home Advisor is one directory. House is one directory. And our popular directory submissions, we give you 60 directories. You got 60 eggs in different baskets, rather than having all your eggs in one basket and you're being charged for on an individual lead basis for. You get what I'm saying? And then you have your first page placement on Google. Then you have your first page placement on Bing. Then you're a top recommended option on Amazon Alexa Voice Search. Then you also have Facebook ads that we're doing for you, all in that $299. And then we're having you evaluate your return on investment from all those platforms compared to the $299 that you're spending. That's how we get your reoccurring business every month. We're not just trying to do some fancy SEO to get you maybe ranking on the first page of Google for one or two keywords and not the other 13 or 14. You know what I mean? So it's for you, it's probably hard to it's really hard, because you're like me. You're a very analytical person, and you don't want to do something unless you understand it. You know what I mean? But about 90% of the people that do this, they don't understand it. And that's why they hire us to do it. A lot of them, I think, you know, they're probably like, hey, I can't do this. I know I can't do this myself. And even if I could do it myself, it's too time consuming. I got to run a business. So I outsource it to somebody to handle it for me. Right? And then even if, you know, we do sit here and explain everything, all the ins and outs, and you know exactly how to do it, it's going to come down to you're not ranking because you're not getting the algorithm updates. So the updates on how to get you up there now are going to be different 2 weeks from now. You know what I mean? We have to consistently update it in order to make sure that you're consistently on the top of those search results. And the only people that are getting access to that, and the reason that they're doing that, is because they want, the only people getting access to it are the people that they're getting paid for, which are their premier Google partners. That's what that signifies. If you look up premier Google partner or any of the Google partners, these guys are paying Google directly through these accounts. Google is getting paid through those accounts. And the funny thing is we're the ones doing all the legwork on the account and getting it up there and maintaining it and making sure it's working for that business.
Google just knows that they're the beast, essentially, and saying, okay, I'm gonna profit off of this no matter
what. Yeah, they created it. Why wouldn't they? You know, why shouldn't they? You know what I mean? Like, hey, we created this. There's business owners all over the United States and Canada that are benefiting from coming up as the top recommended option in their area for what they do, and they're all making a bunch of money off of it. But how do we get a piece of the pie? Why aren't we getting a piece of the pie? So they notice 90% of the traffic starts and stops on the first page. Okay, well, the first page is going to be delegated as ads, and the only people that are going to be able to put businesses on those ads are if they call us up directly to do AdWords, and we'll give them a kit and tell them to do it themselves, or they can outsource it to one of our partners if they're not tech savvy or don't have the know-how, or if they want to do a Google Places placement, and they'll maintain it for them, or they'll do the ad for them. You know what I mean? And they prefer that you work with a partner because then they know it's being maintained properly. If it's maintained properly, you make money, and if you make money, you keep spending money on it. So that's literally the whole logic behind that. And, you know, trying to make you understand what we're coming to the table to do. At the end of the day, Google's still the big brother. They're still going to be the ones in charge of it. If they call us up one day and they go, hey, take this guy down, we tell you, hey, you know, they suspended your listing. Here's your money. We're going to go a different way. There's nothing we could do about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, do something like that.
Yeah, but in that 15 minutes, I was sitting here going, like, do I want to work with Sean? Because I'm going, like, what if I bend over backwards for this guy, give him all these discounts, you know, do everything that's that anybody could do. You know what I mean? And I go full length for this guy, and he goes, well, I didn't like the return that I saw, or I got it. What I felt it was a 4.1 star service, and I'd rather have a 5-star service, and then you cancel it, or you're like, oh, I want a refund. You know, then it's like I'm going and building this site. I'm not making anything off of it. We're doing all the optimization, bending over backwards to try to make you happy, and then you're going to go, you know, later. You know what I mean? Like, that sucks. That's $10 a day on this account. 80% of that's going directly to Google. You know what I mean? Like, our company wouldn't make money off of this. This package was set up to establish a business relationship with you. You know, get your foot in the door, let you evaluate it towards what you're doing now.
It's 100% mutual, too. You know what I mean? Like, you guys obviously are making some money off of it, but the way I look at it is, you know, the way
it's
you
a partnership. We have to make it work for you in order for it to work for us.
I go with this guy that I talk to for 40 minutes and give him $300 a month. Granted, the package is $500 a month. Granted, the package is probably designed to be $500-$600 a month, so that way the real cost is $300 a month, which is their bottom line on it, which is, you know, you guys are, and it's to make profit as well, so you're not going to create something that you know you couldn't discount. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
look at it. I run over, what I do now for a living is I run over $3 million worth of stores. So, like, I deal with the, okay, is this a good decision? Is this not a good decision? All the time.
Sean, you purchased a domain, right, for your website?
Mm-hmm.
How much did it cost?
$12.
$12, okay. And then what was the hosting fee?
I don't recall there being a hosting fee. I just paid $12 on Google.
Every website has a host. You have to have a host or the content doesn't stay on the site. So there's a hosting fee that you're getting charged.
Like $12 from shit like that.
To have the domain, right? But usually when you own a domain, like when you buy it outright and it's yours, not houses or the company that you bought it through, you want to make sure that you own it. They'll send you like a certificate that says you own it. It's usually $99. Just to get a domain and own a domain, like an actual, like, www.sj.
With doing it through Google, they own my domain, essentially, still, with their $12 a year.
I mean, they have packages like that, too, where they still own it, and you're basically, like, renting it. And then the only way you get to really keep it when you want to leave is, like, okay, or if you don't want to pay a hosting fee or you want to go with a different host. You know, deals like that are like, oh, you're paying us a hosting fee. So it's $12 for your domain, and you're going to pay us every month for hosting. You know, it could be anywhere from $30 to $50. That's the norm. And so of course, they'll give you the domain for $12. If you just want to buy a domain outright and own that domain, it's $99. And then if you want to leave them, like let's say you only did 2 months of hosting, so you only paid X amount of money, and it doesn't even accumulate to that $99, they're not going to take a loss on it. They're going to have you pay the difference before they release that domain. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have a website with no pictures, no nothing on it, because you don't have a host anymore. You just have a domain that you own, so you're still going to have to build the content, find a host to host it, and pay for that hosting charge, right? Now, we're doing that on 60 different directories as well. We're hosting your business profile. We're hosting your ad on Facebook ads. So if you really break it down at $299, we're not making money, man. I'm telling you. Like, the only reason I even called you back is because I'm getting paid double time for this. You know what I mean? Like, there's no benefit. And then it just sounds like a headache to me. Like, I'm like, hey, even if I already bent over backwards for this guy, and this guy goes, hey, after a month, I don't want to do it, and I want my money back. Well, you know, then I just wasted a bunch of time, you know, and the company's money, you know, realistically. But that's not what we're in it for, you know. The reason that I offered you this was because if you do try it out for a month and you compare it and you find that everything that I've told you is true, which I think is what will happen, you'll go cancel a home advisor, you'll probably go cancel house, and then you'll be working with us, and you'll go, hey, you know, this month actually was good, but I want something better. Okay, well, this is how we can make it better. If we add an ad to this, now you could cover, you know, 100 miles rather than just 30. and you draw up a 100-mile radius, now you're getting a higher volume of calls. You know what I mean? But you're going to want to have a crew of more guys where you could send one guy in this direction, one guy in that direction, so we'll slowly grow your business. Now, all of a sudden, this 299 account is a $600,000 a month account. You know what I mean? But you have to be able to grow that business to the point where they could support that, which means that you have to have a certain level of income, right? So we have to get in there and actually work with you and help you build your company up online while you're doing your stuff there on the ground. And that's where the potential is for us to make money. It's not in the beginning. The beginning, this is the show me phase. This is the prove it to me phase. That's why it's month to month. That's why it's half price. That's why I'm waiving your setup fee. You know what I mean? Because this, you need somebody to prove it to you. You've had a bad experience twice. It didn't work. Now you're going, oh, I'm either going to do nothing because I had a bad, it's like dating. You know what I mean? It's like my first two girlfriends didn't work. I'm not going to switch teams. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get back up on that horse. I'm going to be a little bit more cautious now, but I'm going to get back up on that horse. You know what I mean? And take what I've learned from other companies. If it's not working, fire them. You don't keep paying people that aren't getting you anything in return. It's the same thing if you hired a contractor and he's going out dropping the ball, ruining jobs for you. You're going to fire that guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so that's going to be the case whether you go with me or you go with somebody else, you know. There's so many marketing companies out there that you can go with, but that should be the case with all of them, regardless of what you see online or what you read online. Oh, this guy had a bad experience and these eight guys had a great experience and these two guys didn't. You know what I mean? Regardless of it. It's the same thing as if I hired you and I had this vision in my head and then it turned out maybe 80% of what I actually envisioned in my head because of maybe translation or communication or whatever happened at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But you're going to go back in there and you're going to try to make it right. You know what I mean? So it's the same. It's no different from us than anybody else that's in business. You know what I mean? We stand by our work. We stand by what we do. We've been in business for 18 years doing this. We're not going anywhere. So we'll still be here tomorrow. But we do have to operate exclusively for your territory. And that's a rule that's across the board. You can Google it. Go to the partners program. There's only a few premier partners. Each premier partner gets a Google Places spot, and each one of them can only work with one guy per industry. So that way they're competing against each other, and then Google can evaluate their partners based off of their reoccurring pipeline revenues and how their guys are performing versus the other Google premier partners and how they're performing. It's a long spiel.
I get all that. And then the other part of it, so for website purposes, like, mm-hmm. you guys build the website. So what do I do? I sign on with you. I'm a mm-hmm. new customer. I go through the vetting process, so on and so forth. Go through all of that.
Yeah.
Like, what do I need to do to get you guys the information you need effectively and efficiently to go ahead and build this website that's going to be better than what the bullshit I built on house.
Yeah, the really. One, yeah.
I personally built. I chose a template. And
glad you said
it.
I'm glad you said it, because I can't say it, but you're right. it was pretty bad. So it's pretty easy. I'm sending you the email address right now. And when you make an account with us, your phone number and your email are already affiliated with it. It's like a caller ID system. So when the client calls in, like, okay, here's their number, boom, it just automatically pops up and it has all his information in there. They could access the profile in the customer service department or myself, not my reps. But basically, if you send anything in to that email, your email and phone number is affiliated with it. We know it's you. We know what site to put it on. So you don't even have to be like, hey, this is Sean. I want this put on my website here. Just type it in. I want this put here. You could send the photos in from your mobile device right there. If you go to your photos, click on the photo you want, hit the little send icon, type in that email address. It comes over. You'll immediately get an automated message that says, thank you for your response. Please allow up to 24 hours for the revisions to be made. So that's it. And then there's a whole queue of nerds down on the third floor that literally go in there. They don't have any kind of social skills like me or Tara, and they just go in there and do their work. They copy and paste, and they do exactly what you ask them to do on their site, and it gets knocked out, and then you hit refresh, and it's up there. If the site ever goes down, there's just we've had it happen before. And I know that you read that review earlier. This guy was like, oh, my site's not up and running. It's just we need to refresh. That's pretty much what it is. Like on our back end, we just have to refresh the revisions rather than it displaying some outdated or incorrect information. It'll literally wait for us to refresh. So we just go in there and refresh it. Like we have guys that call in sometimes. They're like, oh, my site's down. I noticed yesterday it was down. And like, oh, thanks for letting us know. I go in there and we get it right back up and running in like 10 seconds.
Gotcha. So if I wanted like before and after pictures or something, I'll say, hey, here's the before pictures.
Yeah, you just send them to that email. You just send them to that email. We'll already have your number and your email address. We'll already know it, what account to put it on and what portfolio to put it on. If you send them, the order that you send them over in is the order that they actually list them in. So if you wanted them listed in a particular order, either send them in that order or tell them, you know, in the message. Or you can even call in to the customer service department and say, hey, I sent these photos over. Can we put them this way? You know what I mean? And then, we have 24/7 customer service.
Okay, and then within 24 hours, if you guys fucked it up and didn't put it the way I wanted it, then I can say, hey, I wanted this way, and it showed up this way.
Yeah.
Now, will I get any kickback? Like, well, our algorithms don't allow us to put this, or we can't put that.
No. Based on... The hell? Okay. You can make revisions to the site at any time. You even have access to it through your account dashboard and tracking system. You can go in there and do it. You know what I mean? But obviously you pay us to have somebody take care of it for you. You're a business owner. You want to focus on running your business. You know what I mean? So they're there. They do it. But there's no, there's a limit to how many revisions you get. Like, no. Our job is to maintain your website. That's what hosting means, to maintain your website and host your site. And if you want something changed, we changed it. Simple. Just call the revisions request. You know what's crazy about the websites is I actually a lot of times will include sites for guys. Like the websites are not something that we really make money off of. We're not like a website building company, even though, you know, we do that and that's a feature that we provide. And a lot of people have sites through us, and that's not where the money's made though. You know what I mean? So the websites the websites are just like
I've seen something about like Facebook ads and shit. Do you guys control like Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, so like we create all the content for you, but it's like this. So like you would have to still send in the photos that you want. You know what I mean? We'll post for you weekly. You know what I mean? And then we also run your ad and host your ad. But you're not gonna get things posted on there without us communicating with you first. You know what I mean? So that's why when you sign up, there's a voice verification. The voice verification says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails, not just from your customers, but from our company as well. And then you have to agree to that, because we might send you an email that's like, hey, this is the post we created for your Facebook this week based on the photos that you sent us, and this is the verbiage, and we need your stamp of approval on it, and we emailed that to you, and it's like, you didn't check your email, but then all of a sudden a week later you're like, hey, what the heck's going on my Facebook? You guys didn't post anything. It's like, actually, yeah, we sent you an email, you know, asking if this was okay for us to post, because this is a representation of your business. Yeah, like we can't, there's certain things that we can't just do without contacting you, man. Like it's not completely like hands off. There's still things as a business owner that we're going to have, this represents your business. You know what I mean? This is people's first impression of your business, and we can't just go ahead and do things without talking to you about it first, because it might negatively affect your company or negatively represent your company. So, you know, we communicate. It's the same thing with, like, the keywords. Like, even though we recommend these keywords, you might say, hey, we think these keywords are going to work better. We don't just go do that. You know, we have to get your permission to do that.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? So they send it to you. So it's never going to be just a hands-off thing. If you're one of those guys, then you're going to end up being one of those guys that's writing bad reviews, going, hey, I signed these guys up, I went through these keywords, and then, you know, I didn't do anything else or communicate with them or check my email or anything like this or respond to any messages, but I didn't get crap. well, then, yeah, you're just a bad review waiting to happen. You know, we ask you at the beginning of the sale, or at the end of the sale, excuse me, like, will you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers? You know what I mean? And
will it always be her or a different number?
No, it'll always be this 877 number.
Okay.
The one that I'm texting you from?
Mm-hmm.
That's our customer service line. Like, if you look up localsplash.com, it'll come up 877-635-6225. You Google our company. It's the same line that I'm texting you from there. And then if you want to call me directly, though, you have to hit extension 544, where it says, hi, this is John. I texted you about, like, 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Now, the other people in your industry that do similar to what you're doing.
Yeah,
like,
they're the partners.
Yeah,
they would be working with your competition. So we're competing with them. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Are they more expensive?
Here, let me pull up White Shark. Actually, I could tell you flat out no, confidently, because you're on a discounted pricing structure. I'd imagine their packages are the same as ours, but let me see. White Shark Media. I haven't actually checked this in a while. You're making me jump through a lot more loops than I regularly jump through. Like I said, there's 20-something accounts that we've set up today, 26 of them. This would be 27 if you decide to move forward. None of them made me jump through these loops, my man.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's okay. It's good to be a hard sell because I know I would be a hard sell. I'm not a guy with kids that's just going to be handing out money unless I know that it's smart. You know what I mean?
Look, man, I'm going to give you some back. I've been working for a corporation for 11 years. And before that, I worked for other corporations. I've been in every area of sales that there is besides, like, similar to what you're doing.
Yeah, when people call me, I'm like the most leery person possible. That's why I said I would be a super hard sale because I've worked in sales for 10 years. You know what I mean?
So
I already know when people are not being straightforward with me, I feel it.
Long. And this is my baby. Like, this business is my future. I'm 33 years old. For the next 40 to 50 years, this business will grow. Okay?
Yeah.
And it will facet out other things, and it will become one of the top in my area. But, like, these are these monumental moments, I feel, where I feel like I have to, where most people will be like, yeah, it sounds good, just like I was at first, and then I started doing a little research, and I'm like, you know, I got to ask these tough-ass questions, because I'm not working for Verizon. I may need somebody to come fix our electricity work, and I'm like, yeah, let me go fucking Google the first person that pops up. We have no budget, so it's like, oh, if I got to spend $5,000 to fix electric, fine, we're going to do it. But for myself, I'm like, I'm just starting. I have a very large family. My partner has a family. And I'm like, we are very thorough and want to be the best. But I'm like, I don't want to just fall into traps. You feel what I'm saying?
No, it's not that. It's progressive. Like, ask yourself this. This is your baby, right? What makes your business money? Customers, okay? There are tons of jobs out there. How are you going to find them? You're going to go door-to-door? Are you going to go door-knocking? You're going to go back to the 80s and you want to do all that legwork? No. Okay, there's a whole audience of people who are already going online looking for the services that you offer. And the reason you're not getting those calls is because they don't see you. You know what I mean? I understand your skepticism, but you have more to lose by not doing this than, you know what I mean, than doing it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. By not doing this, you're excluding yourself from every possible opportunity that's online. You're excluding yourself from it. Your name is not in that conversation. It could be a $50,000 job. You have no chance at it because your name's not even in the conversation.
Gotcha.
So it should be a no-brainer. Marketing is a no-brainer for just about any business. There is no business, even Coca-Cola, the billion-dollar company, they still have commercials. You know what I mean? Like, you have to market yourself. You have to brand yourself, actually. Further than that, there's branding. So it's not just about, if you're really planning on being around for 40 years, these people are going to have seen your business name maybe like 20 times before they actually hire you to do that large of a job. And the only way that's going to happen is if you're doing this for like years You know, our clients aren't guys that we sign up for just 1 month to try it out. Just because I'm starting the business relationship like that doesn't mean that this is what this is going to turn into. I have guys I've been working with for 8-9 years straight. You know what I mean? Consistently, you know, every single month. So, yeah.
I was PC&I, but, like, what's one of your best?
One of my best?
Yeah. Like, one of your best?
The best account that I've ever sold personally and since I've been here is Extra Space Storage.
Alright.
They're everywhere. You know how much commission I made off of that sale? They have like 1,400 locations. It took me 3 weeks of just setting up accounts. I would literally come into work and just set up accounts and process payments. And our company on the back end maintains the majority of the business profiles.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're huge.
Do you take care of their website?
No. The company handles that because they told me that it was going to be handled by a separate rep because it needed multiple people to be on it all the time. So I parted ways from it. They got the reoccurring pipeline. Google's got the reoccurring pipeline. I got my commission out of it. And I don't interact with them anymore. And unless the guy called me directly, but he hasn't been. So apparently he made a friend in the customer service department, and that's just who he deals with.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you still residual off him?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
No way.
How do you think we take care of these kids?
Nah, I hear you, man. I
live in Southern California. It's like the most expensive place in the country to live.
I live in Southern Jersey. The taxes are high, but I don't know if it's the most expensive place in the country. I doubt
it. It's close. New York's up there, though, too. So, I mean, you're kind of close to the area, at least. I'm sure you feel it.
Yeah. Well, here's a misconception with Jersey. Jersey's very fucking rural. Like, very rural. Excuse my language. But, like, they're... New Jersey, up until you get to, like, the northern tip of it, like, if you look at where, like, not even Princeton, but if you get up to, like, Edison and all that area, everything close to the border in New York, that's where the biggest money is. You know what I'm saying? Our shoreline, filled with money, millions of dollars. Like, our area, me and my partner work, I live in Cumberland County, but I look to advertise more and try to do more in, like, the Cape May County, Atlantic County area, because the average home price out there is, like, maybe $900,000, which, you coming from Cali, that may seem like, oh, that's pretty good. But in New Jersey, that's phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, these ones all start at, like, $1 million, and then that's, like, nothing. You got no yard.
You're getting, like, 40 acres, okay?
Yeah. No, I get you. I've been out there, but it was just only for like 3 days. We had like a trade show out there in Atlantic City. It was in Atlantic City. Yeah, and that,
I literally
and that
lived like
was only
an hour
from Atlantic City. Yeah, that was the only time I was out there, and it didn't seem so bad. I mean, every city has its ghettos. I've definitely been like worse areas, but there was a part of it where I was like, okay, I can't wait to get out of here. I was just pretty much run down. Flew out there from the West Coast, got right to work. I think I slept only like one night in 3 days, and then ended up coming right back. Yeah, so I mean, it was worth every penny. Made great money on it.
One city south is like beautiful, like quiet beach town. Every house is like, you know, $3 million plus.
Yeah,
so on and so forth. Those
are
the
type originated in like Newport Beach, California, and then we have a Fountain Valley location and a Costa Mesa, California location. So, like, right next to Disneyland over here. So, like, Disneyland area is more inland, though. It's, like, away from the coast. But Newport Beach is, like, known for being one of the most, if not the richest place in the United States. Like, Kobe Bryant used to live in Newport Beach. You know what I mean? Like, there's... LeBron lives in Newport Beach. I hate to use basketball players as an analogy, but even if you go over to like football, like the guys that play for the LA sports team, we're like an hour away, but we're right on the beach, so they all live over here. It's where all the rich people are. Rich people want to live by rich people, you know. So it's very expensive. You know, I take a lot of pride in growing up here and not leaving here, because a lot of the guys that are born out here or raised out here, they end up leaving because they just can't afford it.
Yeah, no, that's I'm pretty sure it's fucking. I had a buddy of mine that moved from here to Cali, mm-hmm. and making more. He went out there to work for T-Mobile. He left Verizon to go work for T-Mobile. He was making like $125,000 a year, which $125,000 a year is. Like, in our industry, average, like, I make over, with working for Verizon still, I make, like, 100K plus. But for me, it's not good enough. Like, I want to be a millionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I got 212 last year, and it shoots out of my butt in taxes with the two boys. So it
hold
was
on
nice,
second,
though.
My,
it was,
hold on
worse.
One second. My partner's calling me. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
But sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
The weather's supposed to be fucked up tomorrow. We had an actual job to go to. She was calling me, letting me know the weather was going to be bad. I'm like, I don't care, man. Get your ass out there.
Shocker. Yeah. It's usually like that, though.
Weather? What?
Yeah. It's bipolar. Oh, yeah. I forgot where I live. Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking to me about weather right now, man. You better get the power washer out there. That means that between the rain and the power washer, you'll be good.
out here, if it rains, that they're just like, don't wash your car. It's all bad. Rain's coming.
Yeah.
That's probably the only time. But it doesn't rain enough out here. It was like 110 for the last two weeks. Not 110. It was like 100 for like the last 2 weeks. It was horrible. But we live by the beach. Everybody's got a pool, and we live by the beach. And it's like, you know what I mean? So I don't really feel it. It's like the only people who are feeling it are voluntarily going outside to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. California's cool. It's just expensive, man.
Yeah, I can imagine, man.
Yeah.
But
So
you guys would essentially build the site for us based off the pictures that I send you, run it how we want, get us on the top of the list through Google, and like out of your expertise, like what's that turnaround for somebody new, like 2 months in starting, like what's something like that look like? What's the biggest work that we would have to do on our side to make that happen, bring that to fruition?
Just be responsive. You know what I mean? The success of your company is going to be always on your shoulders, no matter what, you know what I mean? Even if you're using our service, the success of your company is always going to be dictated by the business owner. You know, there you can't ever be like, I failed because of so-and-so. You know what I mean? If you're that kind of person where it sounds like you are, you're going to be fine with this. It's just about communication and being responsive. Sometimes new things are going to pop up, but you have two heads on this, which two heads is always better than one. And, you know, it's just a matter of communicating. You understand what's going on, okay, and this is the route we think you should take. You want to take it, or where are we going to go? You know, it's just communication. So if you're asking turnaround time, like when can you expect the website to be completed, or you got to be specific because there's so many different things that we're doing for you here.
Yeah, I guess website completion, and then
5 to 7 days. That's over promising, because if I get it up there in 3 or 4, I know you're not going to be mad.
Okay, and it's going to look better than how I have it now.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I could do that tonight. while bottle feeding my son, I could do that on my computer. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's not hard, though. That's a very low bar.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go for it, man.
All right. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. It's good.
Not going to waste time, but please, man. Look, like I told you, we're both salespeople. I don't want to, like, you know what I mean? My company's bringing in revenue, but I don't
want to. I'm a dad first, though. I wasn't always. I was a salesperson first, but I'm a dad now, so I understand every penny counts, man. I get it. You know what I mean?
I plan on leaving my
account to me. That's why I'm still here.
Like, I plan on leaving my full-time job in January, and this will help make that a fruition, bring that to fruition then.
Oh man, you'll be so well established by January. You'll be good. You already have all the reviews. The biggest thing in your industry is going to be the credibility. And you know, just like I know, none of these guys are going to hand you a $50K with the website that you have. They're not going to hire you for that kind of product or hire you for that. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't build a website. What's this guy going to do to my house? You know you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, come on, though, realistically. I'm just keeping it real with you. Like, we all work hard for our money, and if you're going to land those jobs, you're going to have reviews. You're going to have to have – you're going to need this. You're going to need what we're bringing to the table. So I'm going to tell you straightforward, everything's not going to happen overnight. You know what I mean? It's not a flip of the switch thing. That's just life. You know that. You've been alive a couple years longer than me. I'm 30. So I know you've learned that lesson, but it's worth having. Anything worth having is going to take some time.
Gotcha.
All right. So what's your last name, Sean?
Cunningham. C-U-M-M-I-N-G-H-A-M. Give me a moment. I need to laugh.
No worries.
Alright, I'm back.
I kind of assumed, and I didn't ask you. You spell your first name S-E-A-N or S-H-A-W-N?
S-H-A-W-N.
Okay, so we had it right. Alright. And then, what's your email? I'm gonna send you everything in writing to a T. And then also with the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation, everything's gonna be outlined in black and white. So that way you have it.
That $99 fee too, right?
Yeah, I'm waiving it for you. It's just $2.99. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No, you're good. How old is he? It's like 3?
Well, I have one son. My son's 12, and I have 5 daughters.
Wow, you had 12. You said you were 32, 33, and you have how many daughters? You said 5?
I have 5 daughters. I have 6 kids. One's being 5. Born in December, so 5 daughters. I have 4 that are...
What?
Now you want 5, so being very particular, it took 2 hours of your time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shotguns up? That's a lot of shotguns, bro.
Oh, I'm pro Second Amendment too. I love that you said that. It's like you gotta have them out here. People are crazy. People will drive from LA County to the beach cities down here in Orange County to try to commit crimes because all the money's over here. It's not actually in LA.
Yeah, LA's the
LA.
LA's the front. Like, oh yeah, LA. No, LA's the front.
Yeah, it's a huge front. No, people work in LA. They go straight there in their car. They park in an underground parking garage. And they work in a skyscraper, and then they go straight back home to the beach. You don't live in LA. People who live in LA are usually like homeless or gang members.
Yep, literally.
Yeah.
The TP can tell you that, but research and otherwise.
No, it's fact. Yeah, it's fact. Never move to LA. That's all bad. Orange County, that's a whole different ballgame. It's beautiful. It's like living in the Amalfi Coast in California. What's your... What was that?
I said, what you see on TV.
Yeah. You ever watch The OC? Yeah. Yeah, it's sunshine and beach all the time. People are usually pretty happy for the most part. I love that. But what's your business email address so I could send you everything?
sjproperty4040@gmail.com.
40 twice? So it's 4040@gmail.com?
Yeah, 40 okay. Million by 40.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
That's what the 4040
for. I heard the 30 by 30. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started a little late, so I'm gonna.
I like that. The dream never dies. Okay, so let's go. Boom. Let me update you here. And then, have you heard of the Google PIN verification process?
Yeah, I had to go through it initially when I started my Google page.
Okay. So you've gotten that letter. They'll make you go through it again if there's any discrepancies with the business name, address, or phone number, or if there's anything like, let's say, because a lot of it's AI, man. They don't really, like, these guys, so much stuff is automated. They're not in there reading it. Like me, if I was reading it, I'm sure it would be really easy for me to piece together, oh, there's a little mistake here. It's no big deal. With Google, they have machines that will have your phone number, and then they'll track everywhere that number is listed, on all the sites, all the directories, and then if the name and the address don't match up with the phone number, it causes a discrepancy, and the whole machine just suspends all the listings, because Google can't verify if it's up to date or if it's real or not, or if it's accurate. So that's why they'll re-verify you. Maybe if you had listed your old address that you had PIN verified and you moved, or you were operating under SJ Property Investments and not SJ Property Investments LLC. Or on one site you're just SJ Property Investments, the other one's LLC. It has to be uniform. It's a machine reading it. It's not people manually reading it going, oh, this is the same company. You know what I mean? So any minor discrepancy like that would be cause for re-verification.
Okay.
Sorry for the long, drawn-out answer, but understand it.
I love explanation, man. It helps me understand. Quick learning, so.
Yeah. A lot of what we're doing is like, okay, we'll go in there and we'll implement the algorithm updates, but it's really like, oh, you know, you press a button, and then we deal with the majority of, like, the discrepancies where all these red flags pop up, and we got to go in there and basically pick up what the machine's not.
To where Google won't list me first, I'll be like 56th on the list, even though I have 20.
Yeah. Whereas, like, if you got suspended and you're going, oh crap, what do I do? You know, on our back end, we could see exactly why it got suspended, go in there and fix it, and it's like seamless before you'd even know it happened. Huh?
What do they get suspended for? Like faking reviews?
Yeah, it could be a lot of things. Like people try to go in fake reviews that they have. Certain types of bad reviews can cause the account to get suspended. Like I said, discrepancies can cause the account to get suspended basically until it's fixed, you know, until they could verify it, and they're just going to suspend it and not list it. They're not going to show a listing to a customer if they don't even know if that number is actually going to get them what they're looking for. They're going to go to a listing that was just updated, and we know that this is accurate information that we're giving to that particular customer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, I went and did a test review for myself. From my real login, should I go on and delete that?
Yeah. I mean, because we're not going to recreate your Google business profile. We'll actually just gain access to that during your client interview, and then we'll go in there and start doing the optimization and doing the algorithm updates, but if there's any kind of, hold on. Oh, what the heck? What the hell? I honestly haven't stayed here that late, but there's like a whole like Mexican corn brigade outside the office here. I don't know if this guy's selling selling something.
It's 8:40 or
so. Yeah, it's 5:40 here. So everybody went home at 4 o'clock. So I'm almost like 2 hours after work here. Here, let me get this knocked out. Sorry, that was just super distracting. Okay, so let me just verify though your address where we can. If it's already been PIN verified and the PIN verification is valid, we can do a phone verification during your client interview tomorrow. So that way we don't have to re-mail out that PIN verification letter again. I don't want to have to wait for that to come in the mail because that thing takes forever. I'm sure you've already experienced it, right?
Yeah, like a week or two.
Yeah, they say wait 5 to 7 days and they FedEx Express it from the Google partners. So I'd rather not. Go through that again. If we could just verify it over the phone, that would be awesome. And then the review, though, to answer that question, before I got sidetracked, is it through, like, this email here? Like, did you write it under sjproperties4040@gmail.com?
No. I have I'm a licensed realtor for the past years. So
okay.
I wrote it for my real estate email. So it says my name.
Oh, sure, yeah. Google, yeah, take it off. Yeah, take it off. It looks fishy, yeah.
I don't even know how to take it off. Hold on.
Yeah, you usually can go in there. You can go to My Reviews. Or if you even just log into your Gmail and then put My Reviews, it'll actually pull up, like, all of your reviews that you've written.
I've only written one in there. It gives me the opportunity to F.
Yeah.
So F it. Shit. How the fuck do I not?
Here, let me pull up your GMP, man. I haven't even pulled it up.
Edit your review. It won't let me cancel it.
Hold on. Let me look at it. What did you put up here? Why are they giving me all these guys? Alright, here we go. Okay, I gotcha. There's only two of them up there. Yeah, that makes it kind of obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just,
it's okay. Oh, don't worry about it. Because you're not going to be able to write another one like that anyway. So, whatever. We'll bury it.
All right. Set it raw. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll bury it.
I just don't want them to send me over that shit.
Nah, you're okay. That's just, you can do that. It's just, obviously, if you're, like, recreating a bunch of new emails just to make it look like you have way more reviews than you have, you know what I mean? Then that's stuff they'll catch on to. But if it's just one review from you and it's not like there's multiple different ones or you're writing a new one every week from the same email, it's not going to get flagged. That's fine. Okay. And then, I'm sorry, can you verify the address that was PIN verified?
858 Barretts, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-S, Run Road, Bridgeton, New Jersey, 08302.
Okay, 858
Barretts, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-S, Run Road, Bridgeton, New Jersey, 08302.
Why is this not pulling up? You said you PIN verified it before, right?
Yeah. They sent the PIN thing to my house. I had to freaking put it in Google and book
it. Yeah, there's a little 5-digit code on the back you put in.
Yeah, all waiting like 2 weeks for one little ass fucking...
I know. It's so petty, but they have to do it that way. There's no other way.
Google, you put in like four-step authentication or something?
Yeah, but once you've already been PIN verified once, then you can do that. But if it's the first time you've ever done it, then you can't. You have to go through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Barretts Run. Copy it so that way there's no discrepancy. I should have just did that in the first place. All right, and then did you want this address hidden or displayed moving forward in the future?
I guess I'd say hidden because that's my home address.
Yeah, and you got those kids. That's so. I agree, but I have to ask you. I can't just assume.
No, I don't want any angry people. Well, not that I would, but you know, people are psychos sometimes. So.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. Come to my driveway. Like, my driveway is in the end of a cul-de-sac, so like, you come to my driveway uninvited. You're asking for it.
Google photo, like my house gets way back off the street.
Yeah,
so they're coming back there.
They shouldn't be back there.
I'm seeing them coming, and you know what I mean? If I wasn't expecting them, I'd probably meet them halfway down where that tree line is.
before they get to the house. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I
got so lucky because I have just two boys. I went boy back to back. And I always kind of wondered, though, because the second one we were actually trying for a girl. So I always said, like, okay, if I have one daughter right out of the gate, then that's it. You know what I mean? If I have a son, then I'll have a daughter because then he can kind of watch after her. And then it just ended up being boy. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then now I realize how horrible these guys are. Like my one-year-old, I was like wrestling him the other night, trying to get a piece of rubber that I baby-proofed the coffee table in the dining room. Or it's not a coffee table, it's a dining room table. But I put, like, this rubber, like, stopper on it, and he ate it. Like, he, like, sat there and, like, gnawed off until, like, the rubber came off and, like, swallowed it. And then I'm like, crap, did we call poison control? I was, like, trying to make him throw up.
My youngest daughter came downstairs with a bottle of, like, the scented, like, Clorox stuff that you use to, like, clean the bathroom with, like, lemon flavor, Clorox, whatever, multi-purpose cleaner, with the toothbrush side of it.
No.
And was swirling it around, and I was like, dude. I smelled her breath, and I was like,
that is so toxic. Right.
Yeah. Thank God she did.
So the girls are just as crazy, then. It's not just, okay. Yeah. I thought it was just because they're boys. I'm like, all right, boys are just crazy, so.
I'm sitting here like, drink water, but then I'm like, wait, too much water, you're going to start bubbling.
You're going to wash it down. Oh, my God. Like,
oh, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah, they just don't think. It's just like, you want to call them dumb, but then it's like, they really don't know. They're just kids. Like,
they're like, oh, it's lemon. You know, I thought it was lemonade. No, definitely wasn't lemonade. Definitely was freaking most toxic shit you could ever put in your body.
Yeah, I'm paranoid about that because my son just puts everything in his mouth. He just puts everything in his mouth. It's so bad. He's already ruined two of my phones. Actually, drooled in them so much that the audio stopped working on them. Like, I couldn't call. It wasn't ringing. Wasn't doing anything. And then he likes to take our phones. Like, he'll go run away. He thinks it's a game of tag. Throw them in the toilet. Like, he's just bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so having money doesn't solve all your problems, though, I'll tell you that. Sometimes it's just better to be involved with them and hang out with them as much as you can, because I'm telling you, just making sure that he has everything is actually, like, horrible parenting from my experience, because he has everything, but it's just more stuff for him to break, put in his mouth, get injured with, because so it's like, it'd almost be safer if I just put him in a padded room.
Then you get, you know, you get child protective services. Like, well, why are they in a padded room? Well, I felt this was the safest option for them. You know what I mean?
That happened to me actually during the pandemic. My youngest in January of this year, actually during the pandemic, we're still technically. I don't know about Biden's retarded. That's a whole other conversation. But I was at the Children's Hospital, Orange County. It's called CHOC. I took him down there and they had us in there from like 11 o'clock at night because he had like a 103. He wasn't breaking it. So I was like, okay, I'm taking him to the hospital. I went by myself and left my lady and my oldest at home. And they had me in there at like 11 until like 5 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock they called us back. They swabbed him, said he had COVID. And then basically nobody came back into the room and it was coming around like 9, almost 10. So I've been there like all night long. They already told me he's COVID positive. And I'm like, you guys don't have any medicine or cures for this. So it's just going to be ibuprofen or Tylenol. Like, why am I here? You know what I mean? What am I waiting for you guys to come tell me any further? Like, there's nothing else. I need to go home. So I just got up and left. Like, they can't hold me against my will. Child Protective Services shows up at my house. Like, they called CPS on me, and they're telling me, oh, you can't just take your child away from the hospital when he has a sickness, like COVID-19. I was like, what the hell? So I ended up, like, showing my ugly side. I was cussing out CPS, and it was, yeah. So it was just bad. But they ended up kind of leaving it all alone. Once I told them, I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do? Like, they weren't doing anything for him. If anything, they were just making it worse by having him around a bunch of other little kids that could